This is Iron Geek, and welcome to another Twat Radio. This episode will be about compiling Linux exploit code and tools in Windows using Cygwin. Now, a lot of this may not be as necessary as it once was, since more and more people are releasing exploits written in Perl for tools like Metasploit Framework. However, it can still be useful from time to time. Many of the best security tools are released for Linux and Unix-like operating systems, and may never be ported to Windows, or much later if they ever are. Also, many times, the same exploit code is written to be compiled in Linux using GCC, even if the target attack platform is Windows. The best way to use these exploits and tools is to learn Linux and install on your workstation. But for those of us who are forced to use Windows NT 2000 or XP, or who want portable binaries that they can run from others' Windows boxes, there is an alternative, Cygwin, which you can get from www.cygwin.com. So what is Cygwin, you might ask? Well, from the website, Cygwin is a Linux-like environment for Windows. It consists of two parts, a DLL called cygwin1.dll, which acts as a Linux emulation layer, providing substantial Linux API functionality, and two, a collection of tools which provide Linux's look and feel. Basically, you open up a command shell, and you might have a bash or other type of prompt in front of you, and the environment will act very much like the Linux command prompt. Bash, corn shell, whatever you particularly like to use, depending on what you choose to install. In this trot, I will tell you how to take an exploit written for a Unix-like system and compile it to work under Windows using Cygwin. The first thing you need to do is download the Cygwin setup executable from cygwin.com and run it. This will bring up a copyright screen. Just click Next past this. Choose to install from Internet. That way it knows to select packages and download from the Internet. Choose a root directory for Cygwin. I normally just let it stay the default, which is root of C drive Cygwin. Click the Next button. Choose a place to install the files and the setup programs that it downloads. Then click the Next button. Direct connection is most likely the option you'll want to choose in the next dialog that pops up, unless of course you're behind a proxy, in which case you'll have to configure it for whatever particular LAN settings are specific to you. Now click the Next button. Choose a mirror that you think may be closest to you. For instance, if there's a mirror at your university that you go to school at or work at, like I might, then choose that because it will probably be your fastest install option. Otherwise, you may just want to pick whatever mirror is in a state closest to you or country closest to you. The next dialog lets us choose the packages we want to install. Which packages you may need depends on what you are attempting to compile. For this demo, just accept the default packages and then scroll down the list and add CMake, GCC C compiler, and GCC G++, the GCC C++ compiler, by clicking where it says skip to change it to the version number. Once you have your packages selected, just click the Next button. Your packages will begin downloading. You may have to wait a little while for this, depending on what kind of bandwidth you have. Click Next when all of them are finished. Once the packages have been downloaded, a screen will pop up asking you if you want to add icons for Cygwin to your desktop and start menu. Accept the defaults and choose Finish. For a test, we will download a simple exploit and save it into the Cygwin folder. See Cygwin, if you took all the defaults. For my tutorial, I'll be using the HP printer display hack available at iringeek.com/downloads/hpunix.c. Find the sequence shortcut on your desktop and double-click it. Once it comes up, you should see a shell prompt. Issue the cd/ command to take you to the root of the Cygwin install. Bring up a directory listing using the ls command to make sure that the C file is there. Then issue the command gcc hpunix.c -o -hphack to create your binary. The string after the -o parameter tells the compiler to name the binary hphack.exe. The binary can now be ran by just typing in ./hphack and hitting enter. Once you have compiled your exploit or tool, you may no longer need the rest of the Cygwin environment. Just copy the binary you created in the previous step, the exe file, to a disk or a USB thumb drive, and then copy the file cygwin1.dll from the cygwin/bin directory. Now you should be able to run the executable from just about any Windows box you encounter. And this has been another Twat Radio.